Chapter 2. Advice and Counsel to the Commander. Commander's Priorities and Guidance. The commander has a responsibility to ensure the American people and Army personnel remain informed and educated on the operations and activities of the Army. The PAO is the commander's key advisor on public communication and communication strategy. Commanders should expect competent PA professionals to provide timely and accurate advice and counsel to ensure that the trust and understanding of the American public is not lost. As the face of the organization, the commander is the most visible and credible spokesperson for the command, guiding and integrating successful PA operations. The PAO, the commander's senior advisor on PA activities and communication strategy, is a member of the commander's personal staff. This officer continuously maintains direct and timely access to the commander and other senior-level staff. The commander not only ensures the PAO understands the commander's intent for PA activities and communication strategy, but also establishes the direct relationship between the commander and PAO. The PAO, in turn, has responsibility to stress the importance of communication and a trusted relationship between the commander and PAO. Failure to convey the importance of a trusted relationship between the commander and PAO may hinder the ability of the commander to communicate timely and accurate information, which can develop into crises that facilitate loss of trust and confidence in the commander and the Army. The commander conveys priorities and guidance firsthand to ensure the PAO has the necessary requirements to begin developing the commander's communication strategy. Communication plans require command support and involvement. The PAO helps to ensure the commander understands the importance of the commander's role in communicating to internal and external audiences, and at times acting as the spokesperson. As the primary spokesperson for the command, the commander relies on advice and counsel from the PAO. When communication opportunities arise, the PAO identifies those opportunities and advises the commander on the proposed approach. The commander may sometimes be the subject matter expert required to speak to the public through the media, digital media, or directly at an event. Preparation is usually necessary to ensure the commander can engage effectively in media interviews, engagements, or a speech to an internal audience. For more information on commander's role, see Chapter 4. Timely access. The commander has numerous staff and limited time available. Nevertheless, the commander should always grant the PAO immediate access using a set of predetermined criteria. Commanders expect the PAO to engage early, articulate the need for timely access, and identify potential risks. Gaining an understanding and assisting in developing the commander's critical information requirements, essential elements of friendly information, and friendly force information requirements is a first step in establishing the criteria for timely access to the commander. Commanders expect the PAO, as a member of the personal staff, to work in a command structure that includes a deputy commander, chief of staff, and an executive officer. To develop a sound working relationship with the staff, the PAO communicates regularly with these officers. PAOs gain appropriate access to commanders without circumventing the responsibility and authority of this key leadership element. Information release. Commanders expect the PAO to advise them on the importance of timely release of public information. The timely release of public information has positive factors, as well as negative consequences that may occur when the information appears withheld or delayed unnecessarily. The PAO understands that decisions regarding the timely release of information often depend on the situation. The DOD ensures a free flow of news and information to the news media, the American public, the internal audiences of the DOD, and other relevant audiences. The security restraints in DODI 5200.01 and any other applicable statutory and regulatory requirements or exemptions impose limits. DODD 5122.05 explains the DOD principles of information. The DOD Principles of Information. It is the policy of the Department of Defense to make available timely and accurate information so that the public, Congress, and the news media may assess and understand the facts about national security and defense strategy. Requests for information from organizations and private citizens will be answered in a timely manner. In carrying out this policy, the following principles of information will apply. Information will be made fully and readily available, consistent with statutory requirements, unless its release is precluded by current and valid security classification. The provisions of the Freedom of Information Act will be supported in both letter and spirit. A free flow of general and military information will be made available, without censorship or propaganda, to the men and women of the armed forces and their dependents. Information will not be classified or otherwise withheld to protect the government from criticism or embarrassment. Information will be withheld only when disclosure would adversely affect national security or threaten the safety or privacy of the men and women of the armed forces. The department's obligation to provide the public with information on its major programs may require detailed public affairs planning and coordination within the department and with other government agencies. The sole purpose of such activity is to expedite the flow of information to the public. Propaganda has no place in Department of Defense public affairs programs. Commanders consider the following regarding releasing timely and accurate public information. Early release of information sets the pace and tone for solving a problem. It also ensures that PA presents facts accurately from the beginning, rather than attempting to correct the record later. PA professionals ensure they have correct facts, since inaccurate information risks doing more harm than releasing information too slowly. Uncontrolled release or leaking of information jeopardizes trust and credibility. Information released as early as possible from the correct source assists with accuracy. Information released prompts meaningful dialogue and public involvement. Information released can prevent similar situations elsewhere. Information released counters or mitigates misinformation and disinformation. Information released builds public trust and confidence in the command. Information released prevents perceptions of scandal or cover-up. PAOs coordinate the release of information with the proper release authorities. PAOs reference AR-360-1 and pertinent DoD issuances and directives for guidance when preparing to release information. Implementing this guidance ensures information released to the public is done so correctly.